It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener. Broadcasting live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Broadcast booth, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. 1 o'clock afternoon show will sit in with us. A crossover. Big game Dante. He was going to be with us to sing the national anthem at 1:45. Leading off at 2. Back to your calls in a few minutes. Right now, though, Devin Caney joins us as we get set
Hello.
For the Phillies. How are we doing, Devin?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to finally get to watch baseball being played in Citizens Bank Park again. Just heard from Rob Thompson, some of the players down in the clubhouse. I'm doing well.
All right, so we got to ask you this. Before we get to the Phillies specifically in the first weekend and today, what did you hear down there about their torpedo bats, which have become the story of baseball the
new
first
hotness.
Weekend?
I know. They really have taken the baseball world by storm. It's like becoming the tush push of baseball very quickly. So I asked Bryson Stott down the clubhouse just now about the torpedo bats and what he thought, because I don't know if you guys saw Fox 29, I believe, was down at Victus HQ, and they asked, and Victus said, yeah, we've been talking the Phillies. You might see some torpedo bats with the Phillies this week. And I asked Bryson Stott, because I know he has a close relationship with Victus, and he's like, yeah, I already texted my guy at Victus about it. So the torpedo bats, he said, aren't a new thing. They've been around for a while. And the thing about them is they don't work for everyone. They actually can make it a lot harder for certain types of hitters to make contact with the ball. And in order for a torpedo bat to really work for you, you have to go down to this hitting lab that they have down in Louisiana. They put a bunch of wires on you and they kind of analyze your swing. So his answer was basically like, yeah, they're a thing. Yeah, we're interested in talking to Victus, but they might not work for everyone.
Is there a possibility, because it was the thing that took the internet by storm this weekend?
Yeah.
So and you said they have to go to Louisiana.
But I mean, I'm sure that they could figure out a way.
That's what I was about to ask you, because
then Rob Thompson also said, like, Kevin Long has been making calls. Like, I think they are trying to work
on it. No, because it's – the thing that jumped out to me, Devin, and I don't know if it was like that for you, is that, to your point, it has been around a while, because I did a little looking around, and they some guys used it last year. Mm-hmm. But this was the year that it really, really popped. Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking for that competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good chance that, you know, even though you got to go to Louisiana, they're going to probably fly some guys up. It's going to be some trips being made. Mm-hmm. And guys are probably going to have to come on off days to try to see if they can make this happen. Because it's just phenomenal. And I think I personally think it might be good for baseball. How do you feel about that?
I feel like a traditionalist here, because if – If it was the Phillies who had just hit like 100 home runs like the Yankees had with their torpedo bats, I'd be all for it. But I think because it's the Yankees, even though Aaron Judge apparently isn't even using a torpedo bat, he's just Aaron Judge and able to do what he's been doing to start the season. I just don't like anything that disrupts that, because now if one team has it and then another team has it and then everyone just tries to duplicate it and then the entire game is changed, the record books are all kind of messed up now with, yeah, with the different and skewed numbers. And
yeah.
I don't know if I love that, but it's legal. And I think that the Phillies are looking into it a little bit more seriously than they're probably letting on. Topper kind of made it seem like he hadn't. He was like, yeah, I saw that on social media. Like, I saw it was trending. Like,
well, he's claiming ignorance.
As if you didn't know about
it
before.
Yeah, it was hot.
He's like, yeah, I had K-Long make some calls. And that was the extent of what he said in terms of the Phillies looking into it. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a few torpedo bats on the Phillies.
Topper doesn't strike me as a social media guy. Maybe I didn't realize he is. Yeah, Topper seeing this stuff out there?
It's funny you say that, because Dave Yoram, our sports reporter at KYW, was like, wait, so are you saying you're on social media, Rob Thompson? And he's like, no, I'm not on social media. I don't know.
We have some dogger reporters at our station. We got ESP, Elliot Shore Parks, and Dave Yoram leading the way for reporters all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yourself as well.
Oh, thank you.
But you're kind of like a jack of all trades, though. You do it like
that. I appreciate that, yeah.
So, Devin, let's talk about the team today. So, no Trey Turner again, which I wouldn't say I'm worried yet, but it's been 3 days now and day off tomorrow. If he doesn't play on Wednesday, then I'll start wondering, like, what's going on? Because it was originally framed as back spasms. You think, it's not a big deal, but now he's going to miss his third straight game.
Yeah, third straight game. He was out there warming up, doing some drills out in the field right before I came up to the booth, and he looked healthy. Rob Thompson was asked about him, and he said, you know, he's doing great. I think they're hoping to utilize tomorrow's off day, you know, assuming that the game is going to be played in full today, should weather not interfere. And then they're expecting Trey Turner to be back on Wednesday. But I don't know about you guys. Dave Skopinich, he works in our sales department, a little inside baseball here, just asked me outside. He's like, yeah, I heard Trey Turner is also dealing with a hip issue that led to the back spasm. So apparently it might be more serious than they're letting on.
So there was a quote from him this weekend that it started as he felt his hip grab in spring, at the end of spring training, and then it became the back. So
yeah, it was tied together somehow. But I don't. He was taking grounders out there on the field, and he didn't look hindered whatsoever. So hopefully he's back by Wednesday.
Yeah, look, they need him, especially the top of the order with hitting one or two. What was your biggest takeaway from this weekend? I mean, Luzardo was fun on Saturday.
Yes.
And then Nola wasn't quite as fun yesterday.
No. I mean, I'm happy with the way they started. Taking a series, even if you don't sweep the first team you face in the season, I mean, what more can you ask for? I know Nola left some to be desired, but he also wasn't awful. I think, you know, letting up two home runs, and they were multiple run shots each, like that's going to happen. I thought he still looked good in moments, so it wasn't anything to be overly concerned about. I'm really excited to watch Christopher Sanchez out there today. I'm really happy that he got the home opener. We know how well Christopher Sanchez pitches here in Citizens Bank Park. We said going into the season that the Phillies could have potentially the best or one of the best starting rotations in baseball. And I think that this first series and then some is going to prove that with Christopher Sanchez rounding out today.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Dev. Are you a little concerned that the team right now looks like eerily similar to the team that was last year, with some of the strikeouts and things of that nature, relying on the long ball as much?
I know. I get what you're saying. And it was like that first game on Thursday was like it was like no time had passed since the Mets series in the NLDS that knocked them out with the shadows and the bats and the 19 strikeouts. But then the Phillies came back and they proved that, you know, Alec Bohm came through and some of the bats came through. And then the next game, Brandon Marsh hit really well off lefties. He hit a home run. So I think a lot of our concerns were kind of proven wrong, at least just to start with these first few games of the season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they're still, I think it's the way that the Phillies team is set up. Like they're big bats and they're going to swing at a lot of balls they shouldn't, and it's just the way it is, unfortunately.
So you mentioned Sanchez, who gets to start today. I thought it was cool, too. They gave him the opener, the home opener. It is pretty rare when a player goes from an afterthought to a star, but that might be what's going on. Because 2 years ago, when he entered the rotation, I was like, all right, he's pretty good. He's all right.
Yeah.
because he wasn't a top prospect.
No.
And then he's just gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. And then in spring training, Devin, it was like he looks like one of the best pitchers in baseball now. It's amazing.
Well, Rob Thomson actually just compared him to Zach Wheeler, where now he has command and power. And he said that's just like Zach Wheeler. And because of that, he's expecting Christopher Sanchez, like a lot of fans, like everyone who watched him, you know, through last season, through spring training, to have a really great season and hopefully, you know, stay healthy. Christopher Sanchez put on some muscle.
I was about to ask that. He looked D's.
If you ever see him in person, Christopher Sanchez looks like an NBA player. Like, he's very tall and slender, but then he also added some bulk to that. So I think that will also, you know, add power to his throws. And I agree, Julia. Like, when he first came on, it was like, okay, this guy's pretty good, yeah. I guess. Like, I didn't think he was going to be, you know, a mainstay, and here he is opening up the season at home for the Phils. So,
yeah, Hugh, it did get big. I mean, like, mm-hmm. and when he first got here, because it's a good way to describe him, like an NBA kind of body. Like, he's like tall and slender, but now you see it when he pitches out there, like, he's jacked and he throws really hard.
And you know what's funny? When I saw him, I was like, wait a minute, he looks a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's definitely more defined.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Than he was a year
baseball
ago.
Baseball players simply don't change like
no,
that.
No, that's what I'm saying. And
it's
that's
more of
why
a football
looking,
player thing.
Yeah, because he looked more like you said, an NBA player. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But he'd been working out.
He's also similar to Ranger Suarez, I think, in his mentality. He's very, you know, like he walks in the clubhouse and is just, you know, very serene, doesn't look shaken or rattled ever. And I love that mindset. I love watching guys like that pitch because, like, nothing ever seems to shake them too much.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Home opener today. First pitch at 3:05. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in. And
of course. Thanks
enjoy
for having
today.
Me.
Yeah, of course. It's always – there's nothing like the home opener. This is going to be special today.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be awesome. Devin
Gates
Caney
have
with
been
us here.
Opening. The kids are coming in.
The broadcast.
Ain't nobody going to school today.
No. Well, yeah, of course. It's the home opener, Hugh.
I mean, I'm just –
this is school today. 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lou in Mount Laurel. Talking tush push. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Yo, what's going on? I have a tush push point, and then I have a name I'd like to see the Phillies go get, and I know you will both disagree with me vehemently. So
okay, well, I'm excited for that. But let's start with the tush push. What are you feeling there?
I think it's so lame. I think it's lame, and I think the fact it's coming from a loser franchise who have never won anything is it makes it that much worse. Like Sean McDermott, shut up, really, shut up.
Well, I mean, especially he's a defensive guy. He used to be here, and he runs the tush push in Buffalo more than any team but the Eagles. He's a hypocrite.
That's my problem. He's a hypocrite, and you could essentially ban every play then if somebody could get hurt. You have no data to back it up. Zero. It was what run. I forget where I read it. It was run less than 1% of the time in all NFL plays.
The number was 0.28%.
Yep,
that's the number.
Yep,
0.28. And we're spending all this time on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's
all right, Lou, who do you want the Phillies to go get?
Hey, listen, hear me out. Hear me out. And I know, I believe when I called last year, Hugh said the guy is a Richard, is the best way he put it. I'm worried about Ranger. I think he's more hurt than he's letting on. This guy's out there. Go get Trevor Bauer. Come on, guys. Come on.
I knew where you were going with it. Look, so here's my thing. And, Lou, we appreciate the phone call.
No, you tripping.
How many years have to go by before we –
Trevor Bauer, like, you realize that he probably ain't going to get another bite of the apple?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Yeah, he – dog, he – I mean – yeah, it's a lot.
So
that's a lot.
Beyond the idea of if you think it's fair or not, that he's basically like a shadow banned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not banned, right? But no one will sign him. I just think after a few years of not pitching in the big leagues, to think he'll come back and perform,
be that guy. Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare for because there's a rhythm to it, right? You're facing big league hitters. And I'd be surprised if
he's still pitching.
No, he was. I think a
simulator or whatever.
Somewhere he was pitching. Maybe a Mexican league. But I'd be surprised if he came back, if anyone would sign him, and he'd be good. I think it's probably over.
Man, that was a lot. And I know that I think, if I'm not mistaken, they found out the young lady was not being truthful.
Yeah, but
there was a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot going on with that. Nah, man, nobody want to touch that. He's what they call nuclear.
Well, and I'll throw one more part of this. The last team he was on, I believe, was the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
He said, hear me out. That was funny. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Also, he's 34 now. Again,
yeah, he's a little bit older.
He hasn't pitched in the major league since 2001.
Yeah, he's chilling.
That's a long time. Wherever you come down on the idea of what happened to his career, I find it hard to believe he can come back and pitch well again. So for nothing else, it's not worth the headache.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Also, do the Phillies, could they use another arm? Sure. But we have Andrew Painter coming.
And they're excited. They're excited about him being here. The fact that there was so much hoopla the year before he got hurt about him being here, that there was a lot. They were expecting him to be a part of the rotation that year.
Yeah, I saw an article this offseason where Middleton was quoted saying that even if he wasn't ready to pitch the rotation, that they thought the last couple of years he could have at least helped out of the bullpen. Like, they thought he was going to help.
They wanted him up. Like, they really wanted him to be a part of
this. Yeah, and even with the injury, he's still, when you look at the rankings, prospect rankings, he's still looked at as the top pitching prospect in all of baseball. Like,
yeah.
People think he's going to be special, and he's going to be here, you know, before the summer's over. Mark is in Philadelphia. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
I think if the push gets banned, I think the QB sneak should also be banned. I think it's like basically the same thing.
Well, they're not going to do that, Mark. I mean, you're just trying to stay consistent. Usually, like, if they take away one, away the other.
I feel like it's almost like the same thing, but you have like three people in the back pushing the quarterback.
Well, that's the part they want to ban, the push of the tush push.
And I think about the Phillies, I think they look pretty good this weekend. Especially Jesus Luzardo. I think he was phenomenal on Saturday.
He was awesome. 11 strikeouts, yeah. 5 innings. I also liked his rec specs. You don't see many guys wearing the rec specs anymore. That was like a 90s thing.
Yeah.
When was the last time we saw rec specs play?
I have not.
You know who wore rec specs in high school?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I was a rec specs guy. Go ahead, Mark.
Dork.
So I think they're going to beat the crap out of the Rockies today. And also here at the game, so...
Oh, well,
hopefully,
Mark, we enjoyed. Yeah. Well, they should beat the crap out of the Rockies the next few days. At least, how about this? And, Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, let's get a win today. Let's get a win on Wednesday before Taiwan Day.
Winning
this
day, yeah. Blue jean shorts making a comeback.
Jean shorts? Yeah. Shorts? I'm not sure why you
said that. Will you lock in back there?
No, I'm saying, I got on some shorts, man. Got on
Hugh's given us 2 hours and 45 minutes, Kyle. We're about done.
I'm just saying, you got on blue jean shorts.
It's a good thing you guys have backup coming in because Hugh's out.
It's like calling the relief pitcher. Hugh's about to reach his pitch limit. 2:45. He's wavering.
I live vicariously through Ike. I didn't know blue jeans. I didn't know shorts was making. I didn't know blue jeans shorts made a comeback.
Oh, Ike's wearing.
Yeah, you see him. He's right there.
Oh well, hold on. You're asking a rhetorical question. I feel like Ike knows what's going
on. That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I didn't know.
So is this part of when he comes in here? One, we're gonna ask him.
They acid washed. I didn't know that's making a comeback.
So you want Kyle to put the poll up, or Gene Schwartz making a comeback?
No, don't do that. Cause...
No, Kyle, hey, put it up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, it's already up. And we'll see what people
see,
say before.
Hold on.
Here's what we'll do. We won't tell him. And then we'll just read off the poll results while he's with us, and then we could jump off of that. And if they're not coming back, that's poor Ike.
I'm just curious. It's not like I, care a whole lot about how I present on a daily basis, yeah. But, I'm just curious.
So what happened? I thought you were did you change it because we were here today? Because you were talking about more bright colors with the YouTube era, and today you're wearing a black sweatsuit.
Because I woke up this morning.
Oh, so
and
is it a little warm for that get-up?
This one's light.
I got you.
As we look on you, this is a lighter, stretchier fabric. Okay. The one I had on the other day,
yeah.
I got me a Harper dress. Boy, we was out on Saturday.
Sweating?
Ooh. Boy, you talking about.
It was like 80 on Saturday.
Ooh. I didn't know. So we go outside, right? And you know how when you sweating and like the sweat come through the like the seams, y'all know what I'm talking about for the big fellas when the seams is sweating in the sweatsuit and you look like something wrong with you. It was hot. I was like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, sweatsuits in 80. That does not go.
Yeah, but I didn't want to wear shorts because it was gonna be cool. So I was kind of stuck. So I just wanted flexible. And plus it was dark. I don't really have a whole lot of bright colors. I got to change my wardrobe up a little bit because now y'all got me on YouTube and I got a, dark-skinned brother. I got to start wearing brighter colors so y'all can see my face. But luckily, I got this light background behind me, so I'm good. Am I good, Tuck? They can see me, right? I'm good. But I like dark colors, So I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, early on, the Gene Schwartz poll not going Ike's way. Just early on. It could change. It could change. Kashmir in the Poconos. What's up, Kashmir?
Oh, what's going on there, Joe? What's going on, Hugh? How you guys doing?
What's up,
how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. So, first, the tush push I wanted to get on. Joe, I want to apologize on behalf of my Atlanta Falcons and my garbage head coach. And yes, I said
you
garbage.
Better. Raheem Morris.
I can't believe, coach, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I personally, I'm disappointed in him. I'm disappointed in him. Personally, it's like, I personally would like to tell Coach Raheem Morris, hey, Coach, if you spent less time, complaining about the tush push, maybe, and you spent more time, working on your time management and working on calling timeout with less than a minute left in the game so you can get a game-winning field goal, maybe you'd be in the playoffs and you don't have to worry about it. But I digress with that.
Plus,
one.
He's a defensive guy. Like, for a defensive guy to be against the play because they can't stop it, it's sad. It really is.
It's sour grapes. And he's another one that brought a player safety. I kind of wish I can kind of get him. I'd be like, hey, coach, you're kind of a – you're a defensive guy, but here's the thing. I've always seen Raheem Morris coaching up guys and playing different tackling techniques. Like, you're not worried about – but he's not complaining about the 18-game schedule that's going to be coming, but worried about the tush.
Right, 18 games, that's fine. Putting games on Wednesdays, that's fine. But a play that's run twice a game, we have to get rid of. It's insane.
And I'm a Falcons fan. Joe. I apologize to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, real quick, on the Phillies real quick before I hang up. I liked what I saw over the weekend, although I kind of wish this is just kind of we're going to – here's what I'm scared about with the Phillies this year, Joe, is, Joe, this team, yes, we see, JT got banged up with the bone bruise in his foot, and now we have Turner out for the third straight game. Unfortunately, Joe, with the age of this team and the attrition over the last couple of seasons, this is just going to be something we're going to have to deal with. It's just that we're going to have to deal with those nagging injuries. I'm sorry. I took the pledge, Joe. I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm not going to let these injuries, JT missing a couple games. I'm not going to let Trey missing three or four or five straight games. I'm not going to let them slide because of the injury bug. I'm not letting them do that. No, that's loser mentality. I don't go with the injuries. I'm holding them accountable. And I'm going to say I don't want to care about the age and the injuries because that's the way they're constructed. That's the way they're built. So I don't want to hear that. They need to get over that. I will say this real quick before I hang up. They need to get younger. This team needs to get younger.
Well,
I'm
they
sorry.
Do. And that's why I think at some point, you know, incorporating Painter, incorporating Crawford, incorporating Miller whenever they're ready is going to be a big thing. They do need to get younger. And Cashman, we appreciate it. I'm not saying it's an excuse for the Phillies. It's just their reality. This is an older team. We could put our head in the sand about it, but it's the truth. Hugh, by the way, as we're talking about these torpedo bats, brand new thing in baseball, I just saw this. So Matt Gelb covers the team for The Athletic. You know, he's here
Matt
today.
Gelb,
right, he's down on the field. He took a picture here. The Phillies now have a refrigerator in their dugout. They have a fridge. Like, instead of a water cooler
with
water, there's a fridge that you got to
keep the drinks cold.
Keep the drinks cold. Yeah. What do you think?
That's pretty cool. You want cold drinks. Bring the temperature down.
You know, I get the idea of a cold drink. Are we getting a little too comfortable? This is a game. This isn't your basement.
It is a little soft.
No, wait a minute. I didn't draw that correlation.
That's the first thing I thought of.
No, were they getting soft? I'm sorry, both of you guys.
Kyle, I'm glad you're with me on this.
The first thing I thought about.
Is this a country club?
A cold beverage. What's wrong with having?
Might as well get a chef down there too.
What's wrong with having a cold beverage?
The drinks are cold anyway. They have coolers.
Not as cold as they are now.
Oh, this is baseball.
On. Oh my goodness, you guys are ridiculous.
I think that's a little soft. A fridge in the dugout.
What do you need? What do you need a fridge for?
Getting a little cozy down there.
Player.
They have played baseball for 120 years without fridges in the dugout,
and it's starting to get warm sometimes. I mean, dude, I'm doing a show. You want me to pose too? I got to accommodate.
That's fine. No one's upset about that.
Hey, he had the kid with him, man.
Last week, you were saying it was too cold for baseball. Now you're saying it's hot when the fridge is in the dugout.
No, I'm just saying.
A fridge?
I'm just saying. I don't have a problem with the fridge. Obviously, you guys do. It just sends the wrong message.
It's a little much.
Put a poll up, Kyle. Is the fridge in the dugout bad? 215.
Is it a little much?
I don't think. I thought it was pretty cool. It's saving on ice. You just want to put an ice bucket
saving
in.
Saving on ice? Well, how about electricity?
Yeah. It's the most frugal thing you've ever said.
I know. It's saving on ice. Yeah, freezing
frozen water.
That's unbelievable. See, this is why we're across from the plant-based stand.
Oh, right, you know what? I forgot. I keep forgetting
I'm on television. The fridge is the plant-based stand, if you Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. The Tush Push Band, where do you come down? We're going to have to tally how many yes votes we think we have. We need nine. We need nine votes to not ban the Tush Push by tomorrow. We'll try to tally those up. Afternoon Show's going to join us next for an aesthetic crossover before leading off the Phillies and the Rockies today. No Trey Turner in the lineup. Torpedo bats might be on their way, and we just found out the Phillies now have a fridge in their dugout. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.